Welcome back to the OU Nachyomi Project and our series on the book of Divrei Hayamim Bet. In today's shir, we study Perek Hey. As usual, our series is sponsored with the help of the Cypress Foundation in conjunction with Tanakh.org, the Tanakh Study Center. Pasuk Aleph. Vatisham kol ha-melacha, asher asa Shlomo lebeit Adonai. All the work in construction was finished. All the work that Shlomo HaMelech did to building this house for God. And now that the construction is over, we have leftover building materials. Therefore, vayavei Shlomo et kodshei David Aviv, Shlomo brought all the materials that David had dedicated and set aside for building this house, v'takesef, v'tazahav, v'tkol hakelim, the gold and the silver, and all the vessels, bo'otzrot beit Adonai. He put them in the treasuries of God's house. This pasuk raises several difficulties, because when you read it, it's not quite clear what this pasuk is referring to. Does this pasuk imply that the money that David HaMelech gave to Shlomo and dedicated towards the construction of the Beit HaMikdash was more than what was necessary to complete the construction? Therefore, Shlomo HaMelech took all the leftover money and put it in the temple treasury for future use. That, Rashi claims, is the simple meaning of the text. However, Rashi, quoting the Midrash, raises a different possibility, which is rather interesting. In fact, it's rather amazing that Shlomo didn't use any of the items that David had prepared for the Beit HaMikdash. In other words, David had prepared different vessels and a different plan for building the Beit HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech took everything that David had prepared and put it into storage. The actual design and construction of the Mikdash was something that Shlomo did on his own. If that's true, the question arises, why did Shlomo change David's plans? One pasuk that may support the idea that Shlomo indeed changed the plans that David made is what we saw in the beginning of Perek Gimel in Pasuk Bet, that the construction of the Beit HaMikdash began in the second month in the fourth year of his reign. Recall that David had given over to Shlomo, before his death, all the plans for the Beit HaMikdash and all the building materials. And if that was the case, Shlomo should have commenced construction on the Beit HaMikdash immediately in the first year of his reign. Why do we wait for 4 years until we begin working on the Beit HaMikdash? In addition to that, when Shlomo builds the Beit HaMikdash, he's going to commission even more wood and more building materials from Hiram. And we're going to see in his construction, he does a lot of things that David HaMelech never mentioned to him. It could be that Shlomo HaMelech changed plans, prepared a temple much bigger and much different. And then the question arises, why did Shlomo change the plans? One simple answer would be that Shlomo wanted to build something much bigger, much nicer, with much more grandeur than David had planned. Because he changed the plans, he had to make new vessels and new ornaments, new designs, and a lot of the things that David had prepared are now useless. And therefore, he moved them to the temple treasury. Rashi quotes a medrash that brings two other possibilities. One approach is that Shlomo was worried because the kodashim, the gold and silver that David had dedicated for the Beit HaMikdash, was taken from his military victories. All the battles that David had fought, he dedicated all the gold and silver from those battles and all the booty towards the construction of the Beit HaMikdash. According to the Midrash, Shlomo was worried that one day the Beit HaMikdash will be destroyed, and the reason the Goyim, the reason the other nations are going to say it was destroyed, is because gold that was taken and stolen and pillaged from other countries was used for building the house for God. To prevent that Chilul Hashem, Shlomo decided, I'm going to build this Beit HaMikdash with funds that don't come from the booty from wars against other nations. There's a second Midrash that Rashi quotes, which is even more amazing, where he claims that Shlomo did not want to take this money that David had dedicated for the Beit HaMikdash, because during the reign of David, there was a terrible famine, which is described in chapter 21 of Shmuel Bet. There was a famine for 3 years, which means late in the reign of David HaMelech, there was a terrible famine and people were hungry and starving. Shlomo was very bothered by the fact that David has all this money dedicated and set aside for this building project, to build this Beit HaMikdash, and there's poor people without food to eat. Shlomo was so bothered by that, the fact that the temple treasuries had so much wealth and were collecting so much money for a future building project, when there was an immediate need to feed the poor, Shlomo decides not to use that gold and silver for the destruction of his temple. These two midrashim are very important because they present with us two very important considerations when embarking on any type of a building project where we dedicate money to build some big, beautiful edifice, be it a shul or a school, whatever that may be. This raises a big question in regard to prioritizing when giving money to tzedakah. If we have a community and there's poor people and there's needs for social justice, how right is it to dedicate a large sum of money to build a big, beautiful building, even though it's very important to sanctify God and to glorify His name and to build a very nice-looking shul? To what degree do I put all my resources into that building and neglect the needs of the poor? On the other hand, if I only take care of the needs of the poor and don't build a beautiful shul, that also isn't good. one medrash raises the awareness of the need to try to strive to find the right balance between those two different goals. The other question, which the first medrash raises, is how proper is it to take funding from questionable sources, sources which, when people find out where the money came from, may create a chilul Hashem. Is it really proper to take those sources and use them to build a house for God, to sanctify His name? The medrash may not be saying that David himself really did something so terrible. However, it uses the story of Shlomo building the Beit HaMikdash and projects values and ideas which are eternal and every Jewish community has to deal with, and takes this opportunity to mention those ideas so that we discuss them and think about them when we do things similar in future generations. Let's continue now with Pasuk Bet. Now that Shlomo had completed the construction of the Beit HaMikdash, now it's time to bring all the vessels that were in the Mishkan and the Aron that was in the Ohel that David made in Yerushalayim and bring them into the Beit HaMikdash. Recall that the vessels remain the same. The structure is different. The Mishkan is a temporary structure and the Mikdash is a permanent structure. But the vessels remain the same. Now we have to take the Aron and the Shulchan and the Menorah and all the Kelim and bring them to the Beit HaMikdash. Obviously, the most important vessel will be the Aron, the symbol of the covenant between God and His people. Pasuk Bet. Az Yakel Shlomo et Zikney Yisrael. Shlomo now gathers together all the elders of Israel. Ved Kol Rashei HaMatot Nisei HaAvot Livnei Yisrael El Yerushalayim. All the political leaders, all the princes of the clans of all the houses. And they all gather in Yerushalayim. La'alot et Aron Brit Adonai Mi'ir David Hitzion. To bring up the Aron, the Ark of the Covenant of God, from Ir David, where David had placed it in the meantime, and the city of Ir David is also known at that time as Tzion. Vaykalu el ha-melech ko ish Yisrael bechag, hu ha-cholesh ha-shvi. Everyone gathered to the king in Yerushalayim on the holiday. The chag here is referring to Sukkot, in the seventh month. The main gathering was for the elders and all the political leaders, but also the nation gathers for the holiday of Sukkot for Aliyah LeRegel. And therefore, Shlomo uses this opportunity to dedicate the Beit HaMikdash that he now completed its construction. Ve'evol kol zikney Yisrael, all the elders of Israel came, v'yisu ha-levim et Aron, and Levim carried the Aron from Ir David to the new Beit HaMikdash. Pasuk Hei, v'yelu et Aron v'et ohel moed, they brought the Aron, the Ark, and also the Tent of Meeting. Most likely this refers to the vessels in ohel moed, from Givon. V'et kol klei ha-kodesh, all the vessels, the holy vessels, Asher Bohel, which that were in the tent. Again, the simplest understanding is this is the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbach HaKtoret. Helu Otam HaKohanim HaLevim. Who brought them up? The Kohanim and the Levim, or the Kohanim who are Levim. What this seems to mean is that the Kohanim themselves took the Aron out from the Ohel, covered it, and then gave it to the Levim, who later carried it, just as is described in Sefer Bamidbar. That's how they traveled in the Mishkan. Therefore, the process of bringing the Aron from Ir David to Yerushalayim is a job that requires both Kohanim and Levim. Pasuk Vav, Va'melech Shlomo v'chol adat Yisrael hanodim alav lifnei Aron. Shlomo the king, together with the whole congregation of Israel who had gathered now to bring the Aron from Ir David to the new Beit HaMikdash and Har Bayit that Shlomo had just built, mezabchim tzon u'bakar asher lo yisafru v'lo yimanu mirov. They now offer many sacrifices, a zebach to a shlamim, where even though we bring the korban to God, the people eat the meat, we sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, and the chelev goes on the mizbeach, but the animal itself is eaten by the owners, what we would call nowadays a flesh of kiddush. So they offered sheep and cattle, so numerous that they could not be counted. Pasuk Zayin, Vayaviu ha-kohanim et aron brit Adonai el mekomo, el dvir habayit, el kodesh ha-kodeshim. The kohanim who are carrying the aron, who now have taken it from the levim, who brought it from Ir David, to Har Bayit. The Kohanim now have to bring it inside. Therefore, the Kohanim take the Aron of God's covenant to the place in the Dvir. The Dvir is the other name for the Kodesh Kodeshim. So the Kohanim bring the Aron into the Kodesh Kodeshim. El tachat kanfei ha-kruvim, below the spread wings of the Kruvim. This is referring to the new Kruvim that Shlomo built in the Beit HaMikdash, whose feet were on the floor and whose wings covered the entire Kodesh Kodeshim. Pasechet, Vayu ha-kruvim parsim knafayim amakom ha-aron. The Kruvim were spreading their wings, hovering over the place where the Aron was now being brought into. V'chasu ha-Kruvim al Aron ve'abadav milamala. The Kruvim covered the Aron and also the poles of the Aron from above. We have a problem though now, because the Aron was made for the Mishkan, and in the Mishkan, the Kodesh Kodeshim was 10 Amot by 10 Amot. The new Kodesh Kodeshim is 20 Amot by 20 Amot, which means the Badim, who were first 10 Amot, have to be lengthened now to reach 20 Amot. Therefore, Pasuk Tet, by Arichu HaBadim, they lengthened the Badim, the poles of the Aron, V'yira'o Rashei HaBadim min Aron al Pnei HaDvir. They made them the entire length of the Dvir of the Kodesh Kodeshim, V'lo Yira'o Chutzam, but not too long, so they wouldn't go out. V'yu Sham Ad HaYom HaZeh. And they remain this way till this very day, which is referring to the day that this section was originally written in the time of Beit Rishon. Pasuk Yod, Ein Baron Rak Shnei Haluchot, Asher Natan Moshe B'Chorev. In this Aron, the only thing in the Aron are the two Luchot Abrit, the two tablets of the covenant that God gave Moshe Rabbeinu, B'Chorev, referring to Har Sinai. Asher Krat Adonai Im B'nei Yisrael, B'Tzeitam Im Mitzrayim. The covenant that God had made with Am Yisrael when they came out of Egypt, we call that Brit Sinai, which is detailed in chapter 19 in Parshat Yitro, in Sefer Shemot, where it says in Pasuk Hey, V'atayim Shemot Yishmu B'Koli U'Shmartem Et Briti V'item Niskula Mikol Amim Kili Kol Ha'aretz V'atem Tiulim Amlechet Konei B'Voi Kadosh. When Am Yisrael said yes to that covenant, the terms of that covenant, the Divrei Abrit, are written down in stone on these Luchot Abrit, what we call in English the Ten Commandments, what Chumash calls Aseret HaDvarim. Those Luchot Ha'idut, those tablets that testify to the covenant between God and His people, were the main thing that was kept inside the Aron. Now we also know that the Tzitzenet Haman was next to the Aron, the Matev Aron was next to the Aron, they put a Sefer Torah next to the Aron, and there's a machloket among the Parshanim, among the commentators, were those kept in the Aron or next to the Aron on the side? If they were next to the Aron, we don't have a problem with this pasuk, and this pasuk is telling you exactly the opposite. In the Aron are only the Luchot Ha'idut, only the tablets, and all these other things are outside the Aron. Or it's coming to emphasize, in this Aron are even the tablets, the original tablets that Moshe Rabbeinu received on Har Sinai when the first covenant was made. Pasuk Yod, Vahi B'tzeit HaKohanim Min HaKodesh. After the Kohanim brought the Aron into the Kodesh Kodeshim, when they leave the Kodesh Kodeshim, Ki Kol HaKohanim HaNimtzim Itkadashu, all the Kohanim who came on that day to serve God in the Beit HaMikdash, they all prepare themselves for that day. En nishmor lemachlokot. There was no division of the Kohanim on that day into the different mishmarot, as we discussed earlier in Parakim Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, Chav Hei of Divrei Yamim Aleph, that David had divided the Kohanim into 24 working groups, and each group worked 1 week out of every 24. That division into 24 working groups did not apply in this gathering on Sukkot. All the Kohanim were equal, everyone got ready and everyone served on that day, A, because of the nature of that day, and also because the amount of people would come to celebrate. Not only did all the Kohanim work on that day, also the Levites, the Levim, who usually are divided into 24 different working groups, 24 Mishmarot, all those Levim also worked together on this day and were not divided into groups. Pasuk Yudbet, V'alevim Hamashorim, and for the Levim who were singing in the choir, L'chulam, they also, all 24 Mishmarot of Levim participated in this inaugural ceremony, just like all 24 Mishmarot of the Kohanim, all 24 Mishmarot of the Levim also participated. La'asaf Le'iman V'lidutun, these three groups of Levim, recall from chapter 25 in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, these were the three head Levites in charge of the choir. They together, V'livnehem V'lachem, with their children and their brethren who formed these choirs, Melubashim Butz, they wore fine linen robes, together, Bimtzaltaim, with their cymbals, Binvalim, with their harps, V'chinarot, and their lyres, Omdim Mizrach, Lemizbech, they stood to the eastern side of the Mizbech, where Levim stand and sing their song, facing the people, V'imahem Kohanim Lemea Ve'esrim, Mechatzrim, V'chatzatzrot. Together with this choir, there were 120 priests, 120 Kohanim, blowing the trumpets together with the choir. There must have been a very good conductor, because when the Kohanim blew the trumpets, the singers joined in at the same time to make one unified voice, to praise God and thank Him for all the good He had done. Obviously, they sang here, Mizmorim from Tehillim, Ucharim ko v'chatzatzrot uvimtzaltayim uvichleshir uvahalel l'Adonai ki tov ki l'olam chasdo. As they were singing, they raised the voices of the trumpets and the cymbals and all the other musical instruments, singing God's praises, quoting the famous pasuk from Tehillim, La'halel Hashem ki tov ki l'olam chasdo, this choir and orchestra were playing music now from Tehillim, prakim that begin with famous prakim like Hodo Lashem Kitov Kilo Lam Chasdo. Va'bait balei anan beit Adonai. And now the house of God was full with an anan, just like at Har Sinai, there was a cloud of God's glory, which reminds us in many ways of what happened at Mount Sinai when Am Yisrael first entered the covenant. And since the Mishkan and now the Mikdash is a symbol of that covenant and a symbol of what happened at Har Sinai, God brings an anan, just like we had at Har Sinai, to show the people that He has accepted their prayers and is delighted with this gathering. Pasuk Yedalet, V'lo yichlu ha'konim lamod l'sharit mipnei ha'anan. This anan, this cloud, was so intense that the kohanim could not continue to do their service, to serve God in front of the Mizbeach, because of the anan. Kimalei chvod Adonai et beit Elohim. Because the glory of God, expressed in this anan, had filled the house of God. These psukim, which end Perakei, are almost identical with the psukim at the very end of Sefer Shemot, and obviously that's not by chance. Sefer Shemot ends with Parshat Vayikra Pekudei, which describe the construction and the assembly of the Mishkan. And when the Mishkan is finished, in the end of chapter 40 in Sefer Shemot, in Maftar, Parshat Pekudei, we read in Pasuk Lamed Daled, Vaychas ha'anan et ohel moed, uchvod Hashem malei et ha'mishkan. Just like in the Beit HaMikdash in the time of Shlomo, back in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the anan covered the ohel moed, and God's glory filled the Mishkan. Word for word, the same psukim, like we have in Divrei Hayamim Perakei. Then in Pasuk Lamed Hei, V'lo yechol Moshe levo ohel moed, ki shechan alav ha'anan. Moshe was not even able to go into the ohel moed because the Shechina of God was in an anan, and it filled the Mishkan. Uchvod Hashem malei et ha'mishkan. God's glory filled the Mishkan. The authors of Divrei Hayamim are clearly using the parallel between that pasuk at the end of Sefer Shemot, which represents how God's Shechina finally returned to Am Yisrael, which was expressed by the anan and Kvod Hashem that was in the Mishkan. Here we have the same thing happening when Shlomo completes construction of the Beit HaMikdash and brings the Aron, symbolizing God's covenant, into the new Kodesh Kodeshim that he built. Now that this whole gathering is complete, it's time to pray to God, and that will be Shlomo's prayer in Perek Vav, which will be the topic of our next year.